Dennis Ross was the U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East between 1988 and 2000. For more than 12 years, under Presidents George Bush and Bill Clinton, he fostered peace negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians until they broke down in the summer of 2000. Dennis Ross, as you survey this Passover Easter weekend, the United Nations has called on Israel to withdraw from Palestinian cities. Israel has rebuffed that. What's your sense of the Israeli strategy now, with Yasser Arafat pinned down and the next move being contemplated?
I have to say that it's very hard to determine exactly what the strategy is. It looks in some ways to be a natural reaction to what happened and what the Israelis are calling the Passover massacre. It would be very hard for any Israeli government to do nothing in the face of that. I would say it would be very difficult for any government anywhere not to respond to an attack of that sort, especially when it followed on the heels of so many others. But it doesn't seem to me that there is a clear-cut strategy at this point in terms of what exactly they're trying to do. Going into Yasser Arafat's compound doesn't really stop suicide bombings from taking place in Israel, and I think, unfortunately, it raises questions around the world of what the Israelis are up to. So I think from that standpoint, they need to explain a good deal more clearly what it is they think they're going to be able to get done, because at this point it doesn't appear to be very clear.
Yasser Arafat has certainly pinned down the reports that one can almost hear Israeli soldiers speaking Hebrew on the other side of the wall from where he is. In Israeli eyes, is he finished as the chief negotiator for the Palestinians?
I have a hard time believing that. We've heard it before. We heard that he was irrelevant, and then we saw the Israelis trying very hard to negotiate a ceasefire with him, at least through General Zinni. I think there's an effort to make it clear somehow to him by Prime Minister Sharon that he's not going to deal with him, that he's basically crossed the point of no return. But it is, when you look at what has gone on there, what you see is a tendency to make very tough statements, and you see them from all quarters, including from us. I mean, the President Bush has now called on Yasser Arafat multiple times to act against terror, and yet, you know, nothing seems to change, and we continue to make those calls. And I suspect that when the Israelis do pull out, once again we'll see a new effort made at a ceasefire. So I don't believe this is the end of the road in terms of possibly trying to reach some kind of ceasefire.
Just briefly, a year ago, would you have foreseen the events that we're seeing this weekend?
I certainly felt that things were going to get much worse. I didn't know what the end point was going to be. Obviously, this is worse than I thought it would be, because I thought reason would prevail before we got to this point. What is so disheartening for someone like me, who spent so much time trying to actually end the conflict, not just try to work on ceasefires, but actually to address the hard political questions that separate both sides, to see how far things have fallen. And unfortunately, those who suggest that you wait for the two sides to be exhausted ignore what happens in the process of getting to exhaustion. And I think today both sides have a fundamental doubt about whether they can live with the other, even though, as I look at the situation and know from all the years I did this, ultimately they have no alternative.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Former U.S. Special Envoy Dennis Ross is a fellow at the Institute for Near East Policy in Washington.